So, hello and welcome back to Linux Tech. Here's Uli again. With me now, a charming young lady from Prague, Katarina Machalkova from the OpenSUSE development team. Welcome at Radio Tux.
Hi.
Hi, Bubli. Bubli, as I know from your website, your nickname is Bubli, what means bubble. Why the heck people call a charming lady like you bubble?
Well, the default answer is that it's because I'm fat, but that's obviously not true.
Obviously not, no.
The right answer is that my parents started to call me Bubli since I was little, so nobody's ever going to find out why now.
Okay, I see. As I've never been in Prague, but in Slovakia, people told me that Czech Republic is definitely the wrong destination to make a diet. Would you maybe tell our listeners how you can resist all these beautiful but very delightful dishes served there?
It's pretty simple. I've been vegetarian for a long time. I'm not anymore. But still eating meat, and Czech cuisine consists of meat mainly, just as German cuisine. It makes me feel sleepy, so I don't eat much of those.
Makes me a little jealous, but okay, back to the subject. As I know from OpenSUSE News, where I made you maintained and co-maintained several JUST modules, e.g. YAST2, NTP client, and many others. Working at OpenSUSE's development team, do you feel more being the moving spirit behind YAST2, or is it more being just a cog in the wheel?
Well, it's difficult to define some single moving spirit behind the JUST project because it consists of so many parts, so many areas. We have some, there are architects and there are team leads, but other than that, everybody has his or her niche where he or she is an expert, and that's where he is the leading spirit, and we all somehow work together.
Uh-huh. And as far as I know, the development center in Czech is rather big. How many people currently work on JUST?
Oh, there's been like 9 or 10 developers.
Quite a big team, and all Czech or from all over the world?
Well, this is only Czech part of the JUST team. Yeah. There's about the same amount. 10 or 8 people working on JUST in Nuremberg, Germany.
Uh-huh, I see. And the merge with Novel, do you think it is more an advantage for JUST development, or is it more counterproductive?
Well, I can't really tell because I joined SUSE when it was already part of the Novel, so I can't really make the comparison between the situation now and before. Sorry.
Okay. Maybe I have to make a little statement. SUSE was the first Linux distribution I started with many years ago. It was, I think, 8.0. And JUST made my life this time much easier than maybe configuring other distributions like e.g. Slackware or Debian. But on the other hand, it was basically JUST that makes me defecting to Debian a few years ago because whatever I did, JUST mercilessly overwrote the file, so I was none the wiser later, and I couldn't shake this feeling that any upgrade, any update did the same. How about that, about overwriting files by JUST now? What is the current state of development? Is it still the same problem that you better don't edit files manually and then use JUST, or?
Well, thing is that combining these two approaches, like using JUST and clicking in user interface to configure something, and on the other hand using editing configuration files yourself, it never worked well together. So either you do one or you do the other. And if you mix these two approaches, well, yes, it gets messed up.
Okay. So you have made the final decision using Yast or doing it
the
hard way. Okay. So much for that. Let's now maybe talk about development and LibYUI, Yast's engine. As I had figured out from OpenSUSE's website, it has recently made completely independent of Yast. What does this mean, completely independent?
Well, maybe you know, and our listeners know, that Yast uses its own programming language. It's called YCP. It's been designed back in the 90s, where none of the scripting programming languages was not in good enough shape to be the engine behind Yast. Therefore, they've designed their own language. And the user interface library has been for ages been completely entangled with this Yast programming language, and it was impossible to use it without it. So there's been a major rewrite of user interface library, not to use YCP anymore and not to depend on Yast core anymore. So it's now pure C++ with use of STL and a bit of Boost.
Okay.
So you can code in C++ directly, or you can use Swig, which is a magic tool for generating language bindings, and you can code in three other scripting programming languages.
Okay. For all of our listeners who are also non-programmers like me, could you maybe describe what it means using Swig and language bindings in more simple words?
Well, if a library has a C++ interface, yes, you can use Swig tool to generate very, very similar interface from the programmer's point of view. So the functions have pretty the same name, the same number of parameters. Everything else stays the same, just the syntax of the language changes. Uh-huh. So what you do in C++, you can do, for example, in Ruby, but you do it the Ruby way.
Okay, so I don't have to learn another programming language anymore to...
Yes, you don't have to learn.
Okay.
You can use it, you can use whatever language you feel comfortable with.
Well, sounds good. And in your opinion, what do you think, what does this mean for the future development of Yast? What do you think this will bring to the future of developing Yast, maybe to the new version, that you can now do it in several programming languages? Will it be
it is not Yast itself that could, it is Yast as well, but it doesn't have to be Yast only that will benefit from this change, because now that library is independent of Yast and can be used outside Yast, so anyone can grab the library and choose any of the four programming languages available and develop his or her own applications using this library.
If I like to develop my own application and share it with others in OpenSUSE project, what do I have to do? How can I do that? Do I have to join the team, or can I also do it as a volunteer? How does this work?
You can, yes, the documentation for API is pretty good, so you can as well start learning it yourself. Of course, there's Yast development channel where you can ask questions. There is also a lot of examples you can use for inspiration. And when you're done, you can use OpenSUSE build service and to upload the applications to the build service, and so others can benefit from that.
Okay. Enough about Yast. As we already met yesterday and had a cup of coffee, you told me that you left the Yast development team and now working on something totally different. You're now working on OpenOffice.
Yes, I do.
What are you currently doing in the OpenOffice project? What's your task?
So I'm working on Calc, which is a spreadsheet processor, and my job is to take care of export filters, especially for the newly appointed ISO norm, which is OOXML.
OOXML. Isn't this a little bit of doing making the circle a squad?
In what sense?
You told me yesterday that you also work on filters exporting into Microsoft standards, if I understood you correctly.
Well, yes, so I didn't express myself clearly. I was saying Microsoft formats, but I didn't mean Excel. I mean this new formats adopted by Microsoft as well.
Sorry, that was my fault. Mm. That was my fault. As we have about 10 minutes left, if we could now have a look into the famous crystal ball, having a look in the future.
Oh, I wish I had one.
Sometimes I do the same. Yeah, I wish I would have one, especially if I'm doing live interviews here at Linux Tech. But if we could do so, what do you think the future holds for the OpenSUSE, especially the Just project, within the next 12 months?
12 months?
Yeah, let's say.
Well, as you probably know, and maybe our listeners know as well, Yast has a brand new web interface. Well, people, customers, like it for some reason. So this is the direction in which Yast will evolve in the nearest future. Massive amount of resources is invested into a web interface, and there are also some first community users getting interested in WebYast. How does it work and how to use it?
Okay. Last and final question I asked the any developer. If I could now offer you three wishes free, what would you like to have to support or whatever?
So do things like a new house or a car count?
No, more facing to your job and the OpenSUSE project.
Well, you got me by surprise. Well, I don't know. I just came back from OpenOffice usability workshop. So, usability is something I was working on when I was with Yast, something I enjoyed doing. So I wish for better usability of OpenOffice, and I wish I could somehow contribute to that. Mm-hmm. Also, the second wish. Since I'm working on these export filters, I wish for better interoperability. It's it's an awful word.
Yeah.
Between the closed source and open source world. And the third wish, well, I just skip it and leave it up to the community to wish for something.
Okay. Well then, Radio Tech listeners out there, if there's anybody out there who can give Katarina a hand in this field, please do so we can all finally benefit from a better OpenSUSE. For now, thanks very much for coming around and joining us. Hope you've enjoyed the interview as much as I do, and have a nice time here at Linux Tech. Bye. See you.
Have fun.